This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Tell you what, there comes a time when you do this job. We're very lucky to do this job. And then someone tells you, hey, you're going to interview such and such. And we've had Reggie Jackson on the show. We've had, you know, pretty cool people on the show. But this is a treat. I mean, a true All-American sports legend. Everybody remembers the Miracle on Ice, 1980. USA Hockey Team, the movie Miracle. Chris Tubbs, our producer, we were talking about that the other day. Got to interview, went to the junket, interviewed Kurt Russell, who played the great Herb Brooks. And one of the guys on that team, the guy who scored the game-winning goal against the Soviets in Lake Placid in 1980, he joins us now. Talk about USA Hockey and a very cool thing that they're doing with Ancestry.com. The great Mike Ruzioni joins us. Hello, sir. Welcome to the Sports Bosses. Jim and Sean here.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. Absolute pleasure to have you on the show and to talk to us here. First things first, I mean, let's get the bad news out of the way. USA Hockey, tough one today. They were up 2-0 in South Korea today against Slovenia, and they lose 3-2.
Yeah, I saw that. I was traveling by car into the studio to do all these things, and they were winning 2-0. And then I saw 2-1, then I saw 2-2, and then I saw they lost in overtime 3-2. But it's the first game, so not giving up. It's only one.
That's right. Yeah, they get Slovakia tomorrow, and then the Olympic athletes from Russia. That sounds a little weird. The OAR, they get them on Saturday. we'll get back to that because you obviously are forever tied with USA Hockey and the Soviet Union, having played them in that awesome game in 1980 in the Olympics. But before we get into that, you guys are doing something super cool with Ancestry.com. Like my brother-in-law did it, and he found out he had what his background with it. But this whole Ancestry.com experiment that you guys were doing plays deeply into your teammates on USA Hockey, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty a lot of fun. You know, I've always known I was Italian. Having my mother, my father, my grandmother, and grandfather, and aunts and uncles, and when I did the Ancestry, the DNA testing. It was interesting because I found out that I had some Middle Eastern stuff, some European Jewish stuff, and obviously very diversified. And I think the idea behind the campaign is to celebrate America's greatness, but the fact that a lot of us come from a lot of different parts of the world. And it was funny because we had Rob McClanahan, Davey Christian, John Harrington, and Buzzy Schneider. They did it as well. And we found out that, you know, we've got some Finnish, some Italian, some Asian, and Buzzy Schneider's got a little Russian heritage, and now I know why Buzzy always scored against the Russians. He's got, they're his cousin. So it was really fun, and like I said, we were surprised to learn the variety of our heritages, but yet I guess diversity is what makes this country what it is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Mike, when you look at this, how different after the Ancestry.com, how many of the team could have been playing for the Russians, for somewhere else on the Olympics? How different would this U.S. team look?
I don't think many of us. I think that, you know, the fact that we come from diverse backgrounds is what, you know, like I said earlier, that's what America is. It's the melting pot. Everybody comes from somewhere. But I think the fact that, our backgrounds are a little different, I think we all would have still played for the United States.
No, that's great. I mean, and the whole campaign behind that is, you know, that's what makes – That's where the strength of America comes. That we're all from somewhere else, and we've all come together in this great country to do something. And you, obviously, and your teammates in 1980. I mean, how many times you walking down a street, go to a restaurant? I would imagine in Boston, you walk into a restaurant, you don't pay for very many meals, right?
I used to get away with it, but not anymore. The only advantage I have now is I usually can get a reservation fairly quickly, but. Years ago, I started paying for him.
Oh, but what?
Yeah, I know.
That's not right.
Well, we're going to have to talk to some people.
We're going to have to re-release movies and everything else for you.
That can't be. I mean,
I'm not Tom Brady, you know? It's not that easy.
Now, explain to me. I mean, this is obviously something that's in your life every day. I mean, how many times are you reminded a day about Lake Placid, the Soviet Union, USA Hockey, scoring that goal. I mean, how many times a day do you relive that?
Well, I deal with it obviously a lot. I travel a lot. I still do a lot of motivational speaking, but I work at Boston University, so it's not a discussion every day when I'm in the office. But because I travel so much, I deal with it quite a bit. And obviously, this time of year with the Olympic Games, I get a ton of calls and a ton of requests. So it's all good. I've said many times our team was a moment that captured the spirit of a country. It wasn't, I'm from New England, and I wasn't happy when the Patriots lost, but Philly liked it, and people in the rest of the country probably didn't care. But when it's the Olympics, it's something that's different, and I think our team has touched the lives of a lot of people, and it's nice to know you're a part of something like that. So when I do talk to people and deal with them, it's all very positive. I always tell people, I'm not O.J. Simpson. I think people really respect our team and what we did and what we accomplished, and everybody's got a funny story to tell or a smile on their face, so it's a good moment.
Well, the thing that blows me away is that game, the game against the Soviets in 1980, and it also tells you the how television has changed. That game was on tape delay. That game was not live. Like, right. if you were watching that game, you had to watch it hours later because they wanted to accommodate television in the Soviet Union. Because the game was going to start at 4 a.m. Otherwise, I mean, it just kind of blows me away that game. People had to wait to watch that game. Thank God there was no Twitter or anything like that.
You think about it. There were only three TV stations then. There was NBC, ABC, and CBS, and that was basically it. There was no Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram, or whatever. Snapchat or whatever these things are. So it was an event that was, not broadcast all over the world like it would be today.
Let me ask you, Mike, representing the U.S., we got the Winter Olympics going on right now. How unique is that feeling? I mean, I understand the miracle on ice and all that, but just representing your country, what is that feeling like?
Oh, it's an incredible feeling. You put USA across the front of your shirt, it's different. You represent your country, and people watch it closer than they might another sporting event because it does say USA, and you feel a part of it. I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and they'll say, I remember where I was when we won. And I'll look at them and I'll go, I didn't know you were on the team. But that's what makes the Olympics. We're a part of that athlete. When we see our swimmers swimming, we're swimming next to them. When we see our speed skaters, we're skating next to them, our snowboarders, our hockey players, the figure skaters. It's very different than any other sporting event. And when you get to the podium and you get to see your flag being risen just a little higher and you get to hear your national anthem, it doesn't happen anywhere else but during the Olympic Games.
Yeah, Shaun White last night became the first American to win three gold medals in three different Winter Olympics. Amazing accomplishment. We're talking to Mike Ruzioni, by the way, who scored the game-winning goal against the Soviet Union. Gosh, it's going to be 38 years ago next week. We're coming up on the anniversary of that. Tell me a little bit about hockey in this country. To me, I grew up in California, and I live in Florida. So, we got the Kings and the Panthers. Not exactly, exactly the original six in the NHL. Tell me about hockey in this country. Where do you see it today?
Oh, it's growing. It keeps growing and growing. You look at the players on this year's Olympic team. They're all from different parts of the country, California, Florida, Texas. When I was a kid playing, you were from Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Austin Matthews, one of the great young players playing for Toronto, he's from Arizona, from Phoenix, Arizona. So the sport is growing and growing, and the skill level, the talent level is off the charts. Not only our men, but our women as well. So the sport of ice hockey is in a great place, and we've got some great young players playing professionally right now, and a lot of great young players playing in college hockey, like I said, from all over the country and not just those usual hockey hotspots.
Now, Mike, do you still have, with U.S. hockey, are you still involved with the U.S. hockey, with what's going on there now?
No, not at all. I'm involved with my high school team. I help out a little with my high school team. Obviously, working at Boston University, we've got a very good program, so I follow our Terriers. And believe it or not, crazy as it might sound, I've got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and 3-year-old, and a 9-month-old grandsons. And the three older ones, the 5, the 4, and the 3, skate on Sunday morning. So I'm pretty active going down the rink and skating with them. It's kind of fun.
Now, how close is the 9-month-old to getting the skates on?
Well, that's my son's boy. He could probably have them on within the next 6 weeks.
Starting them early.
I love it. Hey, I wanted to bring you a little nugget. We were talking about USA women hockey, and they're doing really well. And an unbelievable thing happened, I think it was last night, Jacqueline Lamoureux Davidson. She scored 2 goals in 6 seconds.
I can't wait to see the video. Yeah, well, her and her twin sister are great players. This might be her third Olympic Games. I'm not exactly 100% sure, but she and her sister have been some of the top players in women's hockey for a long time. And I haven't seen the video of it yet, but I'm sure I'll see it. Obviously, she scored a goal right off the faceoff. Something must have happened to get her the puck right away, because 6 seconds is pretty quick.
Like if you're on the bench when you were playing. You know, if somebody does that, do you just kind of like look at them and you want to stand next to them? You want to kind of touch their stick? You're like, come over here, sit next to me. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you want to ask them how they did it.
Awesome. Mike Ruzioni joining us here. He, of course, All-American sports legend, doing great stuff with Ancestry.com. If you haven't seen the commercial, it's great. It's about a lot of the members of the team did their DNA results, finding out where they were from and everything like that. Was there anything that surprised you? I mean, I know you said you had some Middle Eastern in you. Was there anything that surprised you? Were you scared when you did it?
No, I was curious. It's kind of exciting to find out your history. And like I said, I always thought I was 100% Italian. I guess what probably surprised me was a little of being European Jewish. And what surprised me, too, was Buzzy Schneider having the roots from Russia.
Love it.
Now, was there anybody on the team that thought they were something, and then all of a sudden on Ancestry.com they realized, wait, I don't have any of that?
I haven't talked to anybody yet that's found out anything bizarre or different. I know Jack O'Callaghan, always being the wise guy that he is, sent me a text back saying he knows he's 100% Irish and 0% Italian. And Jack, I don't think Jack did the testing, so I got to ask him if he did it or he's just busting him on me like he always does.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mike. I would not want my wife to get near anywhere the results, because she'd probably say, I know there's got to be at least 50% dog in there as well. So. Well, listen, thanks for everything. The memories are unbelievable. The Miracle on Ice, February 22nd, 1980. I'm sure it was like yesterday for you. Clearly, without a doubt, the greatest upset, I think, in sports history. Forget Olympics, forget sports history. A true American treasure, Mike Ruzioni. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, and I would agree everything that you just said.
There you go.
Love it. Mike Ruzioni hanging out with us there, man. I tell you, that I'm sure you don't think about it, because when you play. But when he got that pass, you know, there he is on the slot. He's got it, and he beats the Russian goaltender. You know, Mike Pavlich gives it to him. I mean, you almost wonder if, like, you know, my life now will never be the same. It'll never be the same.
Because that is one of the grandest stages, right? I mean, the whole world's watching. It's right. Not just
on tape delay.
Unbelievable. Yes, well, that incident
The NBA Finals used to be on tape delay.
Yeah, no,
Lakers Sixers yes. Was on tape delay. They played it after like the late shows, after the late local news, because nobody watched them in the NBA. No,
on a global, you know, stage, you made that goal, beat that team. The Miracle on Ice will always be treasured.
Great stuff, man. And again, when a lot of people don't forget, that didn't win them the gold medal.
No.
That got them to the gold medal game. Yeah. They had to go beat Finland to do that. Good stuff, man. Mike Ruzioni, good stuff, man. Let's take a break. When we come back, tell you what's trending. Wrap up this first hour. It's the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio.